Well, we may not have made it to a hair cut, but we've certainly made it to the end of term three. And boy, what an extraordinary term this one has been. I want to thank our staff and our boys and our families and girls at Tudor House for all the support in being able to make term three, that has been largely under lockdown, certainly for Parramatta and a good chunk of time in the Southern Highlands. Lockdown has been what's been the mainstay of term three. Online learning and support, doing as much as we can to try and stay active, trying to connect with one another through Zoom and other technology. It has been certainly an extraordinary term, but well done to the school community on being able to achieve what we have. Year 12 have done their trial exams through alternative assessments online. So too have our Year 11s done their final assessment. So congratulations, boys, well done. We have a really well-deserved break coming up over the next 2 weeks. And this week in particular, there's been the good news that has come from the state that we've reached 80% first dose vaccinations. Now, I certainly understand within our community that there are extremes, extreme views, particularly over these last 2 years. I know there are those that are very strongly against the idea of lockdown and vaccinations. And at the other extreme are those that would have you believe that perhaps we would spend all time indoors with a paper bag over our head. But as a school, we've needed to navigate between those two extremes, and part of that has been to make sure that we're encouraging our community, in line with the public health orders, to be able to get vaccinated and get ready for the time breaking out in term four. The good news is that the science has been upheld, and the forecasts have certainly been upheld, and we're ahead of schedule. So what that means for term four is we're wanting to get the band back together on campus at the King School. Tudor House will kick off at the beginning of term four back on site, and at this point, according to the advice that we're receiving from the relevant authorities, it looks though the 25th of October is going to see the beginning of students coming back on site. We're hoping, depending on how the LGA of Parramatta holds out over the next few weeks, to be able to have those staff that are vaccinated back on site from the beginning of term four. That may mean that should the advice change, we can get our students back a little earlier, if at all possible. However, the good news is when we get to the 9th of November, that's the beginning of the HSC, we will have our staff and our students back on site, and we expect to be able to finish this year strongly with a spirit and a sense of celebration. I know there's been a lot that our Year 12s have missed out on this year that would be usual for a finishing class of the King's School, but we've got plans afoot to see what we can do to be able to have as much celebration and excitement breaking out of lockdown as we move towards Christmas this year. Can I encourage you, please take the time to rest, relax, restore, reconnect as we get ready to come back to the King's School, and I look forward to seeing you on campus in term four.